With the clients that I work with, I am unbelievably committed to making sure that they are able to sustain the results that they achieve. I pride myself on not just being another coach who wants to get them the result and doesn't really care what happens to them after that. I've worked with gyms in the past where that has honestly been the case, but I simply don't align with it. And over the past 11 years that I've been in the industry, I've recognized that the way you finish your fat loss phase really defines how well you'll maintain your results in the future. And this is why I'm super passionate about the stage after the result is achieved. I met with Parit last year, who you might have heard on the podcast recently, and he put it perfectly in a conversation we had. He said that the fat loss phase is similar to a surgery, for example. It's super important, but what is just as important and that ensures that the surgery is a success is the recovery. And the recovery in this analogy is what you do after your fat loss journey. Fantastic analogy, if I do say so myself. So today, I want to go through the three things that you need to do, boxes that you must tick before finishing a fat loss phase that will give you the best chances of maintaining your results thereafter. Number one, and I'm speaking about this more and more recently, is that you must achieve your ideal result. So many of us settle for less than we actually want to achieve because it's too difficult, because we don't have a lot of self-belief and self-confidence when we get started, or we underestimate the amount of time that it takes to get our true result. Whatever the reason is, it's really irrelevant. The most important thing is that you achieve your true result, the result that you dream of, the result that deep within your mind, heart, and soul you truly want to achieve. Because of what I see so many people do is they set a goal for themselves. Maybe they want a bikini body or a six-pack abs, whatever. That is maybe on the more exaggerated side of things, but that's what they want. And then they settle with just having a slim waistline, because actually that's a really big achievement. And also it was quite difficult to get there. It required a lot of work, required a lot of time, and to take it to the next level, it's going to require even more work and even more time. So what they decide to do instead is they recognize that maybe, you know, their social life is calling them. They actually feel quite content with where they are, but they didn't actually achieve the end goal. So they decide, well, actually, you know what? I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to call it for a day. Then what happens is they maybe gain a few kilos here or there. And in 6 to 12 months, or maybe even 6 to 12 weeks, they're back wanting to drop body fat again. And they reach that same stage, or they maybe go a little bit further, but they don't actually achieve the thing that they truly want to, which means they're constantly on this endless cycle of dropping a little bit of weight, gaining it back on, dropping a little bit more, gaining it back on, but not really truly getting to where they wanted to. And if they just determined in the first place that I truly want to be here, I maybe don't have the self-belief or confidence to get there right now, but I'm going to trust that that big vision and that big purpose that I want to achieve will be possible for me at some point, and I'm not going to stop at it until I do reach it, then that's going to put you on a much better path. And this is not to say that you will achieve it in your first fat loss phase. This is another thing that a lot of people struggle to accept, is that you might have to go through multiple fat loss phases to actually achieve the result that you want to. But that is fine, because if you're probably going to put the efforts in anyway, and the time is going to pass anyway, so you may as well gear yourself in a direction that actually serves you and allows you to reach the ultimate goals that you want to. Because if you don't get to the place where you want to get, you're either going to feel dissatisfied with your results, and you're just going to live in a kind of semi-satisfied position, not as bad as where you were, but it's not really where you want to be. Or you'll find yourself in this cycle of going back and forth with dieting all the time because you never truly got to where you wanted to. So I have to implore and encourage you to achieve the result that you truly want to. I ask this question to a lot of clients when I first start working with them. If we took away any limitations, what is your dream result? And that is the one that you should be working to, as long as it's realistic within your lifestyle. If it's not realistic, and you're willing to accept that, and you're willing to come to terms with the fact that that's not going to happen based on a bunch of different circumstances that make sense to you, absolutely fine. Otherwise, go for that dream goal. Number two, you must have built habits and systems that will continue to work once you finish your fat loss goals. I see this a lot in the juice cleanse side of the industry. I see this a lot in the super fast results side of the industry. If you've gotten yourself into a bad position with your health and your body fat is pretty high and you're pretty overweight, it's quite simply the fact that you don't have the habits or systems that allow you to have the body shape and the health that you want to have. And putting those in place requires an understanding of yourself, your routine, your schedule. It also requires you to test these things as well. And just doing it for 6 weeks does not mean you can do this for a long-term basis, which is why my minimum timeframe of working with people is 3 to 5 months, because if I I want to build habits that are going to stick, that are going to stay there far beyond their time working with me. And 3, 4, 5 weeks is simply not enough. You might be able to get a result by starving yourself or not doing the most healthy things for 4 to 6 weeks, but really allow your body fat and, well, most likely your body weight to drop over that time frame. But sustaining that beyond that time frame is not going to be possible if you don't have the habits and systems in place to ensure that that happens. Ultimately, to stay in shape, you need healthy habits that allow you to continue to go to the gym, that allow you to eat in a certain way, that allow you to hydrate yourself, that allow you to sleep at a good hour. And if you don't have those in place and you also no longer have your fat loss goal because you've ticked that off your list, then you're really going to struggle with maintaining things long term. So make sure that your habits and your systems and your routines are really, really locked in before you wrap up your fat loss phase. And number three is that you must have a reverse diet plan / sustainability plan in place once you are getting to the final stages of your journey. This is an immediate transition that almost needs to happen as soon as you reach your fat loss checkpoint. I would say that this needs to be the case for more or less everyone, especially if you've lost a decent portion of your body weight, whether it's even 3 to 5 kilos. If you're a 40 to 50 kilo woman or man, it's still important to go through that process. If you've gone for an extensive period of dieting, meaning 8 to 12 weeks or longer, you likely need to go for a reverse diet and you need a plan of action to sustain these results thereafter. I have done podcasts on the reverse diet before, so I'll try and put a link below to one of the ones that explains a little bit more about the reverse diet in detail. But if you are getting to the end of your plan and maybe you're working with a coach or you're doing this by yourself and you don't consider this or they don't consider this, that is a major, major red flag. The reverse diet, in my eyes, is a bridge towards your sustainable lifestyle. It is literally the thing that needs to be there. If you don't have a bridge, what are you going to do? Take a giant leap and hope for the best? And honestly, that's what most people do. And that's why they end up falling down. You need that bridge to sustainability. And it's so, so imperative to making sure that you maintain the results that you worked so hard to achieve. Otherwise, there's a high, unfortunate likelihood that you're going to end up like a lot of other people who end up yo-yoing for years and dreaming about their past results that they just weren't able to sustain. So if you have all of these things ticked off, in my eyes, you are ready to wrap up your fat loss journey. I've been working with clients for 11 years now, and I can guarantee you that those who maintain their results long term, they have these things in place. Also, if you're about to start your journey or you've been on a journey and want some help with those final stages, you can find my WhatsApp number below where you can literally just hit the link and it'll open up a chat with me and you can share more about your journey there and we can discuss how I can help you whatever stage you are at. That is everything from me today, team. Take care, and I look forward to speaking with you all very, very soon.
And that was the Simply Fit podcast. I hope you gained a huge amount of value from today's episode. I feel inspired to improve your health and well-being. Be sure to search for Simply Fit in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcast from. And go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Also, if you like the episode, please don't forget to give it a 5-star rating. I'd love to hear your feedback or any questions you have. So reach out to me on social media. You'll find me on Facebook and Instagram at Elliot Hassoun. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you all on the next one.